Islam is a flexible and a variable religion. Women's right in Islam is a skeptical topic that needs a clarification. One of the most efficient tools to know more about that topic is to make an interview with one of the specialized in this scope. To ask and answer many questions to Mrs. Amira, she answered all the questions dedicated to women's right in Islam.
Do Egyptian women have the right of education in Islam?
Of course. All women have the rights to learn everything, from the youngest to the oldest. Islam recommended all educational rights for women, regardless of their interests and concerns. For example, Samira Musa was an exciting example of Islamic Egyptian young scientists in physics, who managed to make numerous research in the field of nuclear energy and its use in peaceful purposes.
Do men and women are more equal in Islam? Illustrate.
Yes, men and women are moral equals in God's sight and are expected to fulfill the same worship duties, prayer, fasting, and pilgrimage.
How discrimination against Muslim women put them in a dilemma?
It's an intense debate and difficult to admit, but many Muslim governments justify discrimination against women and impose social and legal restrictions on women's rights and the freedom. For example, polygamy is one of the most critical problems for women in Islamic countries. But recently, women through law managed to divorce themselves in case of psychological and social obstacles.
Does the central patriarchal concept that men are superior to women influence the women's rights in Islam?
According to Quran and Sunnah, men are equal to women in almost everything. But some unresolved issues resort to ijtihad, the science of interpretations and rule-making, where they can supplement Islamic law with local customs. That's why ijtihad is sometimes unfair concerning Islamic women in some rights, such as working in law and quotas, working in military positions, and some other sensitive positions.
How humorous scholars debate that inheritance in Islam is equivalent for men and women.
What does Islam state if the man harasses his woman physically or verbally?
The Islamic canon states that if the man harasses his woman in any way, she has the right to defend herself and respond to any kind of harassment as long as she feels hurted or insulted. In addition, some articles in law support women and give them the right to reach to the court in case of harassment.
Anti-Muslim activists see that women's rights in Islam are inherently in conflict. Elaborate. Is it available for a Muslim woman to travel alone or not? And if it's available, when can she do that?
The Islamic Sharia is based on halal, permissible, and haram, prohibited. So a Muslim woman's life is attached to these two concepts, halal and haram. Accordingly, women don't have the right to travel or move alone, even if for religious purposes.
Do women in Islam have a monthly allowance, and should man spend his own money on wife or not?
Yes, the financial responsibility is for the husband, and technically the wife has no financial responsibilities to the husband, her children, or any financial household commitment. And she has the right to have her own money and make a bank account, and it's her freedom to share this with her husband or not. She has also the right to give her family some of her money if they need or have some economic problems.
At the end, many of the negative phenotypes among women in Islam arise not from Islamic duties but from cultural practice, which not only denigrate the rights of women
but also stand in direct opposition to the techniques of all his prophets. With all confusion between history, culture, and religion, it's significant to ask this question: what do the Quran and the Hadith actually teach us about the state of women in Islam?